And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Who's Fooling Who? On a beautiful spring day in our hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, Sparky and I had gone out into Wobbledings Woods to take a little walk. We were surprised to see smoke coming from the chimney of the clubhouse shack back there, in the shack the kids used. When we investigated, we found out it was Mayor Plumfront. Mayor Plumfront, who said he was going to go off into the woods and live like a hermit because his girlfriend, Daffodil Dilly, had rejected him. And he was thrown off the train and had to hitchhike back to Cincinnati and all that. But his mind seemed to be made up, and we couldn't talk him out of it. Listen.
No, there's no use talking, Buster, lad. I'm a broken man. The widow Dilly done up and left me, and I'm a broken man. A broken man.
Oh, now, Mayor, that's no way to talk.
Ain't no use talking, I said. I've made up my mind. I'm going to send in my resignation to City Hall, and they can go ahead and elect a new mayor.
Now, why would you want to do a thing like that?
But, Mayor, what will you do?
I'm going to go off into the woods and live like a hermit. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live off the wild berries that grow in the woods and herbs. I'll make my clothes out of rabbit skins when these here clothes wear out.
Oh, now, Mayor, that's ridiculous.
Not ridiculous, is it? Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live like a hermit. I ain't having nothing to do with no more females. And the best way to do that is to go off into the woods and live like a hermit. So long, Buster. Lad, or rather, farewell. Farewell.
Troy, he is going into the woods to live like a hermit, Big John.
Wait, I'll stop him. Mayor, you know how much you love those sirloin steaks they serve down at Jerome and Thomas's Steakhouse. If you live in the woods like a hermit, you'll never be able to eat at Jerome and Thomas's Steakhouse.
Well, what do I care? I'm leaving this here world behind to live like a hermit in the woods.
Mayor! Hey, Mayor, we're going to have sirloin steak at our house for supper tonight, and you're invited.
Nope. You can't bribe me. Farewell. I'm off to the woods to live like a hermit. Farewell! Farewell!
Well, there he goes, Big John, off into the woods.
Well, we can't stop him. Let's go home and eat supper. Goodbye, Mayor, old friend. My, oh, my.
Big John, look, Bunny's standing back there by the shack looking in the direction the mayor went.
Well, I don't want to look back, Sparky. Let's make the mayor think that we don't care what he does.
Well, okay. Yeah, that way maybe he'll change his mind, huh?
Sure. If the mayor doesn't think he's impressing anybody by going off into the woods to live like a hermit, he'll probably change his mind about the whole thing. Come on. Just keep walking toward home.
Well, okay. Come on, buddy. Here, buddy. Oh, boy, here he comes.
Come on,
Big John. I'll lock you up.
Yeah, look out.
Go get him,
buddy. Go get him.
Okay,
buddy.
Big John. I'll see you back home. Okay.
All right. Go on, run around. Get some exercise. I'll do you both good. I'll just stroll along here. And listen, be sure you come back in the house in time for supper. It'll be ready pretty soon.
Okay, Big John, I'll be home soon. Yes.
I looked at him go. Well, looks like spring is finally here. Oh, spring, beautiful spring. Just smell that air. It's so fresh and sweet. Oh, it's beautiful back here in Wobbledings Woods. The trees are starting to bud out now. And look at that little squirrel run up the side of the tree. Hello, little squirrel. Are you glad to see spring here again? Oh, I'll be glad to see summer get here. I'd like to go swimming a few times this year. I bet Sparky would enjoy that, too. Oh, we haven't done much swimming together. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll take Sparky and all his friends swimming with me. We'll just pile them all into the car and drive out to one of the swimming pools here in town. Or maybe we could even drive down to the camp in Indiana on the Whitewater River.
Well, that'd be fun. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. What a day, what a day. Well, here's the house. Just push aside these bushes, and I'll be out of the woods and into my own backyard. There. Well, I guess I'll have to be getting the garden tools out one of these days and get to work. Of course, I've already got my tulip bulbs in. They'll be coming up one of these days. Guess I'll put zinnias in along back here, and then over there between our yard and Mrs. Toothill's, I'm going to put in some snapdragons. I always like snapdragons. Yeah. Well, it's getting late. I guess I better get on into the house and start supper. Looks like these back porch steps could use a little paint this year, too. Guess I'll have to call up the painters. It'll give a little sprucing up to the house this year. Oh, kitchen door wasn't locked. Guess Sparky's home. Guess he didn't stay outside like he said he was going to. Look, there's a lamp turned on in the living room. Sparky must be in there reading. Oh, I'll bet the mailman brought another letter from Yuki. Better go and see what the latest news about Yuki is. Well, Sparky, did you get a letter from Yuki?
Howdy, Buster.
Oh, hello, Mayor. It's you, huh? How'd you get it? Wait a minute. Mayor, what are you doing here?
Just sitting here waiting for you to come home. Where's that sirloin steak supper you said you was going to have for me?
Now, wait a minute. Didn't I just see you back in Wobbledings Woods?
Me? Oh, not me, Buster.
Now, just a minute. I know you were just back there not more than 5 minutes ago. You were dirty and needed a shave, and you had on an old, tattered and torn set of clothes, and you said you were going off into the woods to become a hermit.
What? Oh, what's the matter with you, Buster? You gone loony or something?
Now, wait a minute.
Now, you just wait a minute. Do I look like I need a shave? And are these dirty, old, tattered, and torn clothes? I'm all dressed up, spick and span, like a shiny new penny. As a matter of fact, if I must say so myself, I look like a little doll. A little doll!
Well, now, I know I didn't dream that you were back there in the boys' clubhouse shack. You said you were going to live like a hermit. Sparky was with me. He saw you. He heard you say that.
Now, you mean it was the lad who said that, don't you, Buster? He just came in here from somewhere with old clothes on. He went upstairs to get something, and as he went up the steps, he saw me sitting here, and he said he was mad at you. Said he was going off to live like a hermit in the woods.
Now, wait a minute. This is all mixed up. Mayor?
Yes?
You were back there in the woods. Sparky was with me. We both saw you sitting in the shack, and you said you were going to resign from your job as mayor and that you were going to go off into the woods and live like a hermit. You said that, Mayor, not Sparky.
Oh, Buster, you better go see a doctor. You feeling well? You act funny. I wasn't back in the woods today. It was the lad you must have saw. He just told me that he was going off into the woods to live like a hermit.
Well, I hear him coming down the steps right now. We'll straighten out this thing once and for all. I know I just saw you back in the woods. Hey, Sparky. Sparky, come on in here a minute. Hey, Sparky. Hey, Sparky, come here.
Huh? Oh. I was hoping I'd see you before I leave, Big John.
Well, I was just...
I have decided to leave this cruel world and to go into the woods to live like a hermit.
Sparky, where'd you get those dirty old clothes you're wearing?
Well, I'm a hermit, Big John. I don't need good clothes.
Now, wait a minute. Just a moment. Sparky, weren't you and I just back in Wobbledings Woods together, and didn't we just see the mayor sitting in your shack, and didn't he say he was going to be a hermit?
Oh, no, Big John, I wasn't with you. No, I haven't been back in Wobbledings Woods with you for a long, long time.
What?
Well, farewell, Big John.
What?
I'm leaving to start my life as a hermit.
What?
Farewell.
What?
Farewell, Mayor Plumfront.
Farewell, lad.
Hey, come back here, Sparky. What do you mean you haven't been in Wobbledings Woods with me for a long time? We were just back there.
I do not know what's the matter with you, Big John, but you and I weren't back in Wobblebean's Woods today.
Oh, my goodness, maybe there is something the matter with me. I'm almost certain I saw the mayor back there, but he was dirty and needed a shave, and here he is, clean as a brand new penny. He's even wearing his lilac cologne.
Look, if you're sick, Buster, I'll help you get to bed, and I'll call the doctor.
Yes. Yes, maybe you better. I do feel a little odd. Well, what are you two laughing about? This could be serious. Look, I might be a sick man.
April Fool, Big John. April Fool.
What?
Sure, this is all a trick, Mayor, and Grumpfoot and I decided to play on you, because this is April Fool's Day, Big John, April Fool's Day. Oh, we sure did play a good trick on you, and you sure did fall for it. Oh, boy.
Well, in our enthusiasm for the beautiful spring weather, and Yuki being in training camp, and the mayor breaking up with his girlfriend, the Widow Dilly, I had completely overlooked the fact that April 1st had rolled around once again. That's the way it was, the 1st of April, 1953. As Mayor Plumfront and Sparky played a good April Fool's trick on Big John, who lives in the little house all the way up the next block.